today for you. I thought I'd bring in a little money chat on credit tips to increase your credit score. Your credit matters, and today is all about sharing a few tips with you. Credit scores will vary from 300 to 850. Your FICO score is the middle score from the three bureaus. You have Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. 760 or higher is considered an excellent FICO score. If you're 660 or lower, considered poor and need some work on that. So maybe some of these can help you in increase your credit score. Now, credit reports pulled by consumers are different scoring algorithms than those that are pulled by banks, lenders, and credit companies. Sometimes they are unique algorithms developed by separate modeling companies. Sometimes they are industry-specific variations, and other times are custom algorithm by may be utilized. So for mortgage lenders, they have their own brand of FICO score. Even your FICO from myficoscore.com and other consumer credit can be different. So FICOs have designed 53 different models of score. They risk grade different industries such as mortgage, auto loan, insurance, student loans, and credit cards. So when you're going to get your credit report pulled for a mortgage, your credit for your FICO score is going to be different than the consumer free online credit scores information that you get. The idea really of pulling your own credit report through these other credit resources is just to get an idea of what's on there, not as much for what the FICO score is. Now, here's the credit components. Past delinquents represent 35% of your FICO score. Debt to credit utilization ratio represents 30%. So credit card balances should be at 50% of the available credit line. Better would be 30%. Now, average age of credit is 15%. The mix of credit utilizes 10% and the inquiries is 10%. So going on the age of credit, which represents 15%, this can actually be surprising to consumers not to close out accounts that you're not using, especially if they have been seasoned and have been open for at least 2 years. Once you close them out, you're going to lose that history that's attached to that actual credit card. And sometimes it can be devastating for your credit score. And there's no way to replace from to recover from that unless you get added on as an authorized user to someone else's account that goes back at least that 2 year period. That's a whole nother money chat because, and depending on the type of financing and loans that you're getting, trying to get credit for, sometimes they do not allow the authorized user accounts to come into play. Now, the mix of credit that represents 10%, this can get a little tricky. So it's not something that it is a guarantee what that ratio is going to be or the mix of credit, but ideally you have one installment to three revolving trade lines. And then last is inquiry. 7 inquiries a year before it affects your credit score, typically. Depending on the credit bureau, the window for duplicate inquiries is anywhere from 14 to 45 days. So basically that means if you're applying for a mortgage, you can get your mortgage credit report pulled at multiple mortgage companies if you're comparing your mortgage consultant and that experience that you're having. But if it goes over that 14 to 45, depending on the bureau, it can have an effect to your actual credit score. A couple other tips here. Paid tax liens can be removed if you didn't know that. Paid, released, and satisfied federal tax liens can be deleted from your credit report and all other public records within 30 days. Now, some unpaid tax liens can also be deleted. Federal tax liens can also be deleted if they are balances of less than $25,000 with time payments, on-time payments with the IRS. I talked a little bit about the added authorized users to increase credit scores. So if you're having a challenge and you're not having, you don't have the credit score that you need, or maybe you don't have a credit score at all and it's going to take a while to establish that because you don't have credit, if you can get added on it as an authorized user, it can be one of the easiest ways to establish credit for qualifying for a credit card or sometimes mortgage. If you don't have that option, you can do secured credit cards. Lenders like to see 3 to 5 trade lines. So go to OpenSkyCC.com. It's a really great resource for adding secured credit cards. Again, I talked about keeping your balances ideally at 30% of what's available to you. So all your revolving debt, if it goes over 50%, it's going to be devastating to your credit score. So a lot of times you may be utilizing your credit cards to pay your bills every month, but then you pay them off at the end of the month. Just make sure if you're trying to apply for something that you're keeping those under that 50%. If they are over that, an easy fix to increase your credit score is to get those balances down to where they're at least under 50% of what's available to you. Ideally, you can keep it at that 30% ratio. So that's a tip on how to increase your credit scores quickly if those accounts currently are over that amount. Consolidating student loans is a great tip as well. If your student loans are in default, they can be consolidated and transferred to U.S. Department of Education. This will make a huge difference in the score and the overall approach, approval strength and approach to the credit score. Last thing in a tip here, put the burden back in the proof on the bank or the creditor. Collections and charge-offs are deleted at roughly 70%. That's because of how they're getting reported on your credit report. So there's some great advice there that you can get with credit counseling on how to increase your credit score. And a lot of the times, if they're not following what the requirement is and how that's getting reported, they can get deleted. So that is your Money Chat for today. Coming up next out of the Money Hour, 2018 Tax Law, Greg Nunn with Nunn Better Tax Resolution right here on 1150 AM, KKNW after this short break.